If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
That was a quick 6 minutes. We are back with hour number two. Thank you for joining us. Sitting in for John Bagnasco, Bob Reedmiller, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Welcome to your Thanksgiving weekend. We neglected to say we hope you had a good Thanksgiving day 2 days ago This long Thanksgiving weekend, which is nice. 4 days off for many of us.
Yeah.
You didn't take 4 days off, though. You're at the nursery, right?
Yeah, working after the show.
Yeah. No, I'm going back to enjoy my little holiday off. Yeah. We had a question on Facebook Live late last hour. Viewer wants to know when the best time to prune sun patients.
Sun patients, huh?
Which I have in my patio.
Yeah, you do. I remember seeing
them. Personally, I just trim them when they get a little bit leggy. Mm-hmm. I don't really, like most plants, they say a certain time of the year, and maybe there's a better way to do it.
Well, he's in Southern California, right?
You know, I don't know. Oh, okay. Didn't mention.
This could be my question. Yeah. Where are you?
Because, I mean, you know, Southern California, mild temperatures, like you mentioned, Brian, you can kind of just trim them when they get leggy and they'll kind of grow back out. If you're in a cold area where they're not going to grow back out after you trim them, you have to be cognizant of that, because if you trim them now and it's cold and they aren't going to grow, you can do damage by, you know, exposing the tips to frost or anything of that, you know, worried about that. You kind of want to leave that old foliage on there to protect him. But
they're not going to take much of a freeze anyway.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I guess the only reason why you would is if you were in a mild temperature, trim them, huh?
Yeah, in which case, pretty much any time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep them neat looking. Yeah.
Yeah, as you see fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're in a mild temperature, trim them as you need and keep them cleaned and out of your way. But if you're in a colder temperature, I would just let them go.
Yeah, I think he said Southeast VA. I guess that's Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
that's cold climate.
Yep. So I would probably just let them go through the winter if you can.
Yeah,
right now. I mean, you know, Brian mentioned his and his pots on his patio. If he lets them go, they might not allow you to walk out on the patio. But, you know, you do what you can do.
I should take an updated picture of the patio with the veggie pod gone now.
Yeah.
And you should see. Do you remember when John gave me those two little palm trees?
Yep.
You probably didn't notice them. They're like to the roof.
Are they really?
Oh, they're huge. And then he gave me about a year, 2 years ago, a ficus that was a volunteer bamboo, which is also 20 feet now.
Yeah.
So
it's a Benjamina.
Ficus Benjamina. So, Ravana, I hope that answers your question. I think you live in Virginia, so cold climate, let them go right now. Don't do anything until it warms up.
Yeah.
Those in warmer climates, just like I do, when they get leggy, they get a little out of hand, just trim them around the pot.
And
if you have them in pots.
And if she doesn't get hit with a bad freeze or anything, they might make it through the spring.
Depending on where they're kept, you know, on a patio or something that's protected. I mean, and that's the thing that a good general rule for people to know as we get into the wintertime is that usually pruning stimulates growth. So when you prune things, after you prune it, the plant, it immediately wants to stimulate growth. Well, if you do that before cold weather, that new growth is kind of...
It's tender.
It's a baby. Yep. And you're not going to take a new baby and put it out in the cold. Now, an older person that's mature and knows how to take care of themselves, much more able to tolerate things. But you're not going to take a baby and put it out in the cold. And that's what you're going to do with plants. If you prune them during cold temperatures, you're opening up the risk for more severe damage because it's that new growth that's mostly affected by cold and heat even. So.
I think we answered the question. He said, thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Cool. Beautiful.
What else was in the news? Want to mention for people out there also, just keeping people in the loop as far as Christmas trees as a whole. So cut Christmas trees throughout the nation. There is a severe, and when I say severe, it's not like lots are going to run out, but there's a severe shortage. Mm-hmm. People have to remember the average Christmas tree, 7 to 8 foot tree, took between 6 to 8 years to grow.
Right.
Well, what was happening 6 to 8 years ago in our economy? That was when we were going through our recession/ depression, right? Mm-hmm. So all those farmers that were going through that at the time didn't plant as they should have because they didn't have the money to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, now we're suffering.
Or some of them went out of business.
Yes, exactly. And so now we're suffering. And not only are we suffering because they didn't plant, but we're suffering because our economy is doing so well that it's a boom in people wanting to buy a Christmas tree. And so not only has the demand gone up, but the supply has gone down. And so the trees that are on the lot now are skinnier, a little bit more scraggly, and we have less of them. And so when you're going to go buy your Christmas tree, don't wait. This weekend, next weekend, buy your Christmas tree. If you wait till the weekend after that, you probably have a chance of not finding what you want.
You have to embrace the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Exactly, because the selection just will not be there. And change your perception of what you're going to get, because right now, an 8 foot to 9 foot noble fir was usually coming in with a width of about 5 feet wide or so. 4 feet is a good one nowadays with a width. Yeah. And it does not look as mature as they did in the past because they're trying to keep up with the demand, but there's just not a lot of selection in their fields.
So obviously a delay effect because when they're grown, when they're ready to be shipped.
Yep.
And people probably think for the most part, well, didn't you just grow that? What's the problem? And again, your tree for 2023 is being grown right now.
Yeah. As Bob had mentioned, they planted poinsettias back in July. I mean, they only have, 6 months to think about it. A farmer that's growing a Christmas tree is talking 7 decades down the road,
And that's
amazing.
A very good point. A lot of people wait, till a week before. Mm-hmm. Some people do it now. Tiger's suggestion, do it now because you may not have much except a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
And the HB101.
Yeah,
in the water, if you're not ready, if you're ahead of time and earlier than you want to get it, use that and it'll stay longer.
And go to GardenAmerica.com for that special, a great price offer on HB101. 13 minutes after the hour, what's on your mind? 855-424-9825. Monitoring Facebook Live with your questions and comments. John back next week at John@GardenAmerica.com here on BizTalk Radio. What else, guys?
I was going to say that HB101 Christmas package could be the nicest thing under your Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
It all ties in very nicely together, doesn't it?
Yeah. What else is going on? I don't know.
Well, you're still busy. Do you have a downtime at all?
No more.
You answered that real quick.
No. Succulents.
Downtime.
Color.
We used to, but we've gotten so big and...
We guys have diversified because you guys used to just do cactus succulents.
Well, no.
Well, I mean, that was your
That's always
dominant.
Been like half of the business, and the other half was the color.
You're stereotyped into being just a succulent guy.
I know.
And you're more than that.
Yeah, it's not true. But being the largest succulent grower in the country, and with the succulent tidal wave has continued to grow.
Yeah, and it
some people said a few years ago, this is going to die
because
off
they weren't drought tolerant. Is that what people are still doing?
No. It's just fun. they like it for
they're discovering
younger generation wants ease.
Yeah, and they use this stuff for weddings and for banquets and all kinds of stuff for arrangements and it's just
they're discovering that succulents are more than just green cactus with thorns.
Exactly. They to them a cactus is anything whether it was a succulent or not. They call them all cactus. But then they see all the different varieties, the colors and the shapes. And so we can't grow enough. We have been for the last 2 months or 3 months out of several things.
Oh, really?
That have to keep going on our weekly availability list and says, don't sell 2.5-inch succulents this week. They'll be ready in another 3 weeks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because we can't plant them and grow them fast enough to keep up with the demand.
Right.
And we've got hundreds of acres of these things growing, right. You know, in all over San Diego County, and still not enough. So we're trying, folks. We really are.
So now's not a good time. Wait a couple of weeks.
Well, some things are coming back on. I mean, there's things that are showing up that have been out for a month or so. It's not like we don't have them, but they're not ready. They're either not up to pot size or they haven't rooted yet.
But will be.
Yeah, and this time of year, like we were telling the caller earlier, they're slower getting started now. So you take Echeveria cuttings and you put them in the pots or whatever. They're not going to root like they would in the summertime or spring. So they sit there longer. Mm-hmm. Getting established, whatever. So come springtime, then, you know, we can push them out even faster. But, yeah, it's...
You know, there's a big difference living in San Diego compared to some of the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. Most people's mindset is, I can walk into a garden store, Home Depot, Lowe's, any time of the year, and buy anything I want.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a grocery store. It's a grocery store now.
Right.
It used to not be that way.
Yeah.
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 So, but that's been our big push, and we're still growing and doing more and making new hybrids still. And I think we may eventually start growing some more of the slower, more unusual varieties that we used to have.
Nice.
We've got some more properties, so we'll see.
Allows you to do
okay,
that.
Break yeah. time once again, 16 minutes after the hour here. Garden America, Tiger Palafox, Bob Reed, Miller, and Brian Main. Thank you for joining us at 855-424-9825. That number's on the screen, your computer screen, if you're watching us on Facebook Live. You're on Biz Talk Radio. And again, we're going to come back. If you have any questions or comments, want to talk about something, let us know right there on Facebook as we step aside.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now,
877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back from the break. Thank you for being there. Facebook viewers, those listening on the radio, Biz Talk Radio, streaming live around the world. It is Garden America, 855-424-9825, along with Bob Reedmiller sitting in for John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Our next podcast, which we'll record next week, will be about forcing bulbs. So Tiger thought it'd be a good idea to touch upon that a little bit while we've got your attention.
Yeah, and this is the time of year when you go and to a garden center and you're going to see those narcissus or paper white bulbs sitting in the rock or just in water, and they're growing. They're starting to bloom.
The hyacinth bulbs in the big water vase thingy.
Hyacinth bulb as well. Amaryllis, mm-hmm. or you're going to see those. And you know one thing that I've seen over the years, and I haven't seen them yet because I really haven't been to any of the chain stores. But last year, a popular thing was that waxed-covered amaryllis, where they covered the bulb with a wax, and it was either red or gold. And then the bulb just grew out of the wax.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, so rather than seeing the bulb, it was like dipped in wax, and, right. and then the
– And what does that do for the bulb?
It does nothing.
it just preserves the moisture in it so that it can do its thing.
Yeah, it just makes it look pretty. But, it actually makes the bulb worthless later on. But, yeah.
It's a throwaway.
Forcing thing. Anytime you force a bulb, you throw it away afterwards. You don't get to use it again. But, for those of you that are listening and don't know what forcing a bulb means, it's basically bulbs, like we had mentioned, hyacinths, paper whites, amaryllis. What else is out there that can be forced? Can tulips be forced?
I don't think so.
What they can do is these bulbs can grow.
Daffodils.
Yeah. These bulbs can grow without being put into the ground, without being fertilized, without being, grown.
In soil. Yeah.
And so they can grow in things like rock or just in water or, as we mentioned, sometimes just by themselves. They can grow by themselves. And when you force a bulb, when you don't put it in soil, the bulb has everything it needs within the bulb to grow. Well, that's a one-time shot, and that's why we say the bulb is worthless afterwards.
Can you sometimes see the plant within that little bulb?
You mean if you – what is that called? John, I mentioned it before where you cut the bulb
in
half.
If you cut it in half,
you can see the
meristem.
Which I think is very cool.
Yeah, it is. So not all bulbs do that.
Tulips can,
you can cut a tulip in half and you can match two and then you can have it grow and one half would be red and one half would be white or whatever. But with the forcing,
it just takes what's in the bulb and it uses it up and that's it.
Yeah.
When you've got them planted in the ground, they're rooted and they continually feed the bulb.
And then year and after year, they can regrow.
You know, the term forcing doesn't sound good unless you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we had a little discussion off air.
Off mic?
Yeah, where Brian was holding a gun to a bulb and forcing it.
Grow! forcing a bulb. So that's the process right there. Daffodils, same thing, right?
Yeah. I think you would do those just like the paper whites.
Yep.
Because they're the same family. So
yeah, rock, gravel, you know, or water.
Hyacinths are the best, though.
And then...
Well, so you did that when you said that.
They smell so good. Yeah, they do.
When doing that, there's a couple tips that you can grow. Because sometimes they grow, because you're forcing it, and depending on the light that it's in, they can become floppy, mm-hmm. or they can get too tall or leggy is what we would call it, and then it would flop over. And there's things that you can do. Number one, as we talked about earlier with HB101, you can use mm-hmm. a little bit of solution of HB101 yep. in the water. And that would help the plant become more rigid and stiff and still grow. We've mentioned before a little bit of vodka and rubbing alcohol in the water. Just a little.
I'd go with the HB101 because this goes back to the carnation powdered milk, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit of vodka in
it
there.
It also goes back to Sharon's theory about Viagra, too. or an aspirin. All those things.
Yeah. Dilate the cells, yeah.
Yeah.
But, a little bit of vodka or rubbing alcohol in the water. And, you know, as Bob mentioned, too much can go the wrong way.
Yeah, stick with the HB101.
A little safer.
Yeah.
But it shortens the plant, so therefore they don't grow too tall or leggy. They bloom at a shorter height, so that way you can have these paper whites that don't flop over, but they sit nicely and straight on your table.
And paper whites tend to get very tall anyway.
Yeah.
And in fact, even the ones that you find forced in garden centers or whatever usually have a string and a couple of stakes around them just to kind of hold everybody in place.
How about if we use the word encourage instead of
encourage.
Force?
Encourage.
Encourage them. It's more positive.
I'm going to encourage bulbs this
don't
winter.
Don't bully them.
Exactly.
Don't bully the bulbs.
Don't bully bulbs. Nobody should be forced. Don't bully bulbs.
Yeah.
But that three times fast. Mm-hmm.
I tried.
I know.
if you're wanting these for Christmas, you need to start yesterday. You know, you want to start now.
Christmas is going to be here in a month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, timing that out is difficult, but you can start now, and you can probably get an amaryllis. You can definitely get paper whites and hyacinths and things like that to be up and ready for the holidays. But it's anything that you can do, and you can keep them inside. They produce color. They produce fragrance, as Bob mentioned, with the hyacinths. And even the paper whites have a fragrance. Some people,
yeah, they're great.
Some people don't like the paper white fragrance, which I think is so funny. It's kind of like a marigold. Some people hate the smell of marigolds.
Yeah, I'm not fond of that.
Yeah, but
it's like eating liver. You either like it or you hate it. Nobody's in between.
Well, you know the orchid, the zygopetalum?
Uh-huh.
Incredible flower with a blue and white striped lip and mottled yellow and brown spotted back petals and whatever. Smells like a hyacinth on steroids. Yeah.
And you
good.
Like hyacinth. You're that big fan. That's your favorite.
But if you have one in the house in bloom, you usually wind up moving it someplace.
Too strong?
It's too strong. Yeah, people are coming in. They're going, oh, that's so great. And in about an hour, they're going, get that out of here.
It's kind of like too much perfume, right?
Yeah.
Too much perfume. It gives you that head.
Way strong, yeah.
When you first smell it, it's fine. But you don't want the smell to arrive before you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Same people with too much cologne.
Yeah, because oh, hey.
Bob's on his way.
Yeah.
He'll be here any minute.
Oh, that's funny.
855-424-9825. Also, Facebook Live. We seem to be up to date.
But, you know, if you don't make it for Christmas with the forcing the bulbs, so what?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you want to bring spring a little bit earlier, you know, especially if you're in a cold place.
Ooh,
where
you're lacking color right
nasty
now.
Nasty and snowy and whatever.
To have any flower in your house is wonderful,
relatives
right?
In New Hampshire have been freezing their buns off again, and it came on quick.
Did you see early snow in New York this year in November.
Did you see the Thanksgiving parade in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, 26 degrees.
The coldest,
20 degrees.
20. It was the coldest on record. Yeah.
Wow, 20 degrees.
And believe me, if you're standing there, I mean, I'm from New Jersey, so if you're standing there on concrete watching a parade,
it's freezing.
Your feet are numb.
Well, there's the people that go out during the ball drop for New Year's, and they're
crazy.
Well, they're out there for the day.
Oh, they're
You know, the people that are in Times Square.
You want to get a good seat.
I don't remember what they say, but they basically show up like at 5 in the morning or 4 in the morning, and they're standing there for the whole day.
Yeah.
And usually it's snowy, it's rainy, it's freezing.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And I'm like, no.
But everybody's
too soft.
Everybody's been holiday tipping too, so they don't realize how cold they are. Probably
all day though. Yeah. I'd be unconscious.
During the break, I'm going to tell you what you said in and amongst the conversation we just had, and how that could be interpreted a little differently.
Okay.
It is 29 minutes after the hour. Break time. We're going to come back. Questions at 855-424-9825. or right there on Facebook Live as Bob Reed-Miller sits in for John Bignasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Happy Thanksgiving, long Thanksgiving week, and hopefully for you from all of us here at Garden America. Coming right back.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
We are right back here with you, 35 minutes after the hour. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening to us streaming around the world, Biz Talk Radio, we do appreciate it on this long Thanksgiving weekend. Bob Reed Miller sitting in for John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, making sure that we're up and running on Facebook Live.
Isn't that a trip? We're streaming around the world?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, you could get a call right now from, say, Bulgaria.
Yeah,
Bulgaria.
Or somebody on Facebook from France or Australia. It's happened before.
I didn't do Bulgarian, so we'd be out of luck.
Oh, yeah, so you speak Norwegian, Japanese, Italian, Spanish.
Yeah, well, some much better than others, but okay. Yeah.
What is the best foreign language you speak that
it's Spanish. Yeah.
You can just roll into it.
Yeah, I took it for so many years and with the intention of being a teacher. And oddly enough, I got into the upper division of San Diego State, where every class I took was taught in Spanish. And I just, my brain exploded. It was like, I can't do this.
And you use it.
Well, that's it. It just turned out that, you know, being at the nursery, I use it all day long.
Yeah.
At least several times a day.
Absolutely. You know, I can remember in Spanish, the first thing they taught us was, like, say, hola, Roberto, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
Uh-huh.
Hi, how are you? How you doing? Well, you speak Spanish,
That was my sister's entire repertoire.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And ¿qué hora es? And what time it is?
Ramón y Carlota son novios.
but we use it here.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when you travel through California,
mm-hmm.
it's all Hispanic names for wherever you go, right?
Sure, exactly.
Meaning it's the Spanish language is the names of cities, the names of roads.
Well, Los Angeles is a good example.
Right? Sure. Exactly. When you go back on the East Coast, it's all Indian names.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's right.
Meaning, you know, Native American Indian names.
Right.
That's what I grew
you know,
up with.
And it's funny because just like when people have trouble coming to California and saying La Jolla,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles.
You mean La Jolla?
Yeah,
La Jolla.
Exactly, right?
Elka Joan?
Right, right. I have that trouble when I go back east because it's an Indian name, and I'm like, I don't know how to say that word.
But meanwhile,
they roll it off
sure.
like no big deal.
My best friend from Carlsbad High School, and we're still in touch all the time, she had finally gotten to go back east, and it was the biggest thrill of her life because she had relatives back there that she had never met and whatever. And she was born and raised in San Diego. And she came back and she was trying to tell me places she went in New Jersey. And she kept murdering these names. You know?
Yeah.
And she looked at me and I go, no, Patty, that's not
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like Totowa, something as simple as that. And she was saying Totowa. And I'm like, no, it's Totowa.
Saskatchewan.
You know, when it comes to Spanish, my go-to, when I want to know how something is or how you pronounce it, ¿Cómo se dice en español? And I'll point to it.
Yeah, there you go.
And then they'll give me the name in Spanish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I can develop a little conversation. Just by that.
It works. And, you know, all the years I had, and as much as I use it, you can't know all the vocabulary with any language that you learn. And so I get stumped. But there's ways to talk around it and describe what you're trying to
do. Well, congregating verbs and all that.
That's easy.
Piecing things together as far as making a sentence out of it.
Yeah. Once you know that, then you're good to go. But there's just certain words that you are not familiar with because they don't come up in your daily life or especially if they're specific to an industry or something.
Yeah.
You know,
with that comes to plant names. You know, they're Latin based usually.
Yeah. And, sure.
Latin and Greek. Yeah.
And so it's funny because I love whenever people talk about plant names and how they're said, it's that scene in Anchorman when he's talking about San Diego and how for years the definition was lost or whatever, and people just don't know what it means. And I'm not going to go into what he went after that, but that's kind of like plant names and the meaning of, you know, tomato, tomato, mm-hmm. you know, and how you say it.
Well, I think if you're in England, it's tomato.
Well, I'm just saying it's funny because it always reminds me of, oh, well, you know, historians have been trying to trace it back for years what the correct pronunciation is, but nobody has been able to trace the source of blah, blah, blah.
And then dull side of it is that we, as plant people, we deal with the taxonomists, who are the guys that name all the plants. Yeah. And they change the names all the time.
John always loves to say that. The reason why they change the names is because that's the only way they keep a job.
Yeah.
Because nobody's creating new names.
Yeah. You know? Forever.
Renaming.
Forever, tomatoes were lycopersicum, lycopersicum.
Well, that's right. Where the lycopene comes from, right?
Right. Except now they're solanum, right. Lycopersicum.
Because, okay, and
because the taxonomists needed something to do.
They found that they're closer to all the other solanums than they thought they used to be.
You know, the more we looked at this, we're going to change the name because we're thinking it's closer to this than that.
Let's really mess with them this time, you know?
But it doesn't matter to the average consumer. They just want to know that it's a tomato.
Yeah.
They don't want to get into the Latin or the Greek.
But then I've got, you know, a tag database that I take care of and fill out for
you
got
to change it all the time, right?
You go in and all of a sudden I've got 300 tomato names that need to be changed.
And who tells you? Does somebody walk in and say, Bob, we need to change the names?
You know, you usually find out by accident. You go online looking something up and you go,
oh, that's
where'd
the
they get
name.
That name from? You know, and you start looking and then you find out that 2 years ago it was changed to this. You know, that's the whole thing. There is no bulletin that comes out and tells everybody to switch
the names.
You know, so
they just throw it in there and they'll get used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so the cool thing when people do research on the plants and they, along with the name change, comes with other things, meaning, you know, you deal with a lot of hybridizers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they find out that these plants are comparable, they can do things now that they couldn't do or they didn't think, you know, always could be done before.
You know what's one of the most amazing things, and I can't wait to see one? Manfreda, mm-hmm. which is a sort of an agave type, but it's spineless and usually more colorful in different ways. It has like spots and whatever. So they're crossing them with agaves, and they're getting a cross called a mangave because it's Manfreda and agave. But Manfreda is also in the tuberose family.
Oh.
And tuberose is another one of those things that just smells so good.
Yeah. And
but looks nothing
like the Manfreda.
No. And so Kelly Griffin has been talking about kind of playing with that.
Yeah.
And if you could get one of those to cross with a tuberose,
how
and
cool
maybe
would that be?
Cross that with an agave.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A fragrant agave.
Fragrant agave or something. Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah. Put your lab coat on. Get to work.
I know,
That would definitely be one of those plants, though, kind of like the night-blooming jasmine, where people will go, oh, a night-blooming jasmine. And as you would mention, the hyacinth.
Yeah.
I'm going to plant this right by my bedroom window because I love the smell of it.
That's the zygopetal inside the house.
Meanwhile, they wake up at midnight with a headache, you know, and so it'll be one of those things. You're like, ooh, this agave has this wonderful fragrance. I'm going to put it right by my kitchen
window. Yeah, for the first 20
window.
Seconds.
And then after that bloom has been there for a month and a half, and they're like, oh, my eyes are puffy and I
somebody
can't breathe. And
you know, the key to that, plant it a little further away.
Yeah.
Because you won't smell it all the time. You'll get the occasional wind whiff.
Well, that's,
put it next to your neighbor. Let
them deal
exactly
with it. That's exactly the thing with the night-blooming jasmine, which it smells really good, but from a distance.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, let it just kind of come in once in a while.
Once in a while.
And it's heavenly.
Yeah, we used to have night-blooming jasmine, my home in Pacific Beach, right by the front door.
Yeah.
It was okay, but when you open the door, woo! You know? Wow!
And I don't even like them really good as plants because the bugs eat them up, and
they don't
look always that great, kind of a thing. So I always say mix it in with the other plants in your backyard, and just enjoy it from the fragrance that you get, the whiffs every once in a while. But it's definitely nothing that needs to be front and center.
No.
And what's nice about it too is if it gets out of hand, you just
cut it,
chop it down,
crap out of it.
Yeah,
and it comes right back again, even better.
Yeah, very hardy.
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
Try to kill it.
That's cool. So that would be neat. That would be neat.
So
an agave with a fragrance of a tuberose.
Yeah,
and because the flower on the agave spike, they don't have
a fragrance.
Sometimes
per se.
They might get a mild.
Not only that, they're typically 30 feet in the air.
Right,
so you would never know anyway.
Yeah.
But you know, back to the name thing. We went for years, and the plant, the regular old jade plant, mm-hmm. was Crassula. Was Crassula argentea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that for 100 years. And we labeled our tags as such. And finally started to see things online in different garden discussion groups. Everybody knew who Altman's was, and they go, why does Altman's keep calling jade Crassula argentea? It's Ovada, and everybody should, you know, blah, 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 blah. And this went on and on and on, and I kept mentioning it every now and then to people, and it sort of went on deaf ears, partly because the people that had worked there in the assembly areas and whatever, they know the plant by the old name.
Yeah.
And you start switching names, and things get messed up.
Right.
So we didn't, and I finally sent an email to everybody, and I said, guys, we're the only people on the planet calling this by the wrong name, and we're talking the jade plant, which everybody knows.
And, it's a common plant.
And you're probably one of the biggest producers of that plant.
Yeah, exactly. And so then it was like, hands down, yeah, change the name. Yeah. So everything says Crassula ovata now, except for if you run into some old post or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, but you don't know until somebody brings it to your attention.
And usually you find out by accident.
Yep.
If you said there's no bulletin that goes out.
Nope.
Okay, one more segment to go on this fine Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you're having a good Thanksgiving weekend, and thank you for spending part of it with us here at Garden America. Bob Reed-Miller in for John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. We're going to step aside and a break, our last break, and our final segment next on Garden America.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to fertilome.com for more information. Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment at 51 minutes after the hour. Bob Reed Miller, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. Happy Saturday, right? It is Saturday.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Saturday.
Thanksgiving yeah. Saturday. Thank you for being right there. And again, 855-424-9825, or you can reach us right there on Facebook Live.
Yeah, and what a good holiday. What a good start.
I think so.
To the holiday season, at least for us. I mean, I understand that there's been some cold weather in the north, and there's been the fires up in California
here. That's been good.
But, I mean, you know, I just feel people are kind of getting into that holiday mood pretty nicely. And, you know, even with these things that happen throughout the world, whether, you know, a natural disaster or hiccups, things that happen, you know, holidays are a time for people to just kind of get together. And one of the things that when we were talking the table with Thanksgiving with my family was just the idea of that, you know, a lot of us are in good spots and being, you know, happy and, you know, kind of getting
very blessed
things.
With everything you have.
Yeah, so
you didn't do the airing of the grievances?
No, I get worried with that. I never know what somebody's going to say about me.
You people bug me.
I love that.
Airing of the grievances.
That's coming up not too long.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually have I've got a poll on my desk.
For Festivus, right?
Yep.
Festivus for the rest
poll.
Of us.
Yep.
Can't you put your poll up? Unbelievable. Okay, little Seinfeld reference for those that are going, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
Our 8 minutes to go to the top of the hour. So we talked about forcing bulbs today. We talked about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of ground. Of course, HB 101. Sure to go to GardenAmerica.com and order yours with a special price for the Christmas holidays.
Yeah. And you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else.
No.
I mean, local retailers, any other source
you're
online.
You're going to pay full price.
You're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. And, you know, we're going to get it to you before the holidays, and it's going to be it's a good product to use. And a little bit goes a long way. So people look at the bottle and go, oh, you know, that's not a lot.
I can tell you that small bottle right there.
Yeah. The one that Godzilla's attacking?
The one that Godzilla attacked a little while ago on the camera. This little bottle goes for $30, just this. And our little holiday package gives you more for less money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and it does go a long way, but just to give you an idea of what the cost is.
Well, and like Masako said, you know, the actual dilution for that is a half a teaspoon to 3 gallons of water.
Mm-hmm.
That's an incredible ratio. So it's not like you're going to be out of this little bottle very quickly. You know?
Yeah, use it sparingly.
Yeah, well,
it's meant to be.
Yeah. Don't do what us knuckleheads would do and go, well, if a half a teaspoon is good, then a half a bottle is better.
Let's pour that whole bottle into that pothos down there also. We can get that pothos to grow overnight.
You know what? A little bit in that water. Of course, these things do well anyway. This is another, you know, Apophis, put it in water, it does its own thing. You can't lose.
They're pretty much indestructible.
They are.
But wouldn't that be funny, though, to put some in there?
Yeah, and then back, the next show.
It comes back the next show and everything's grown over. Yeah.
Going over there.
Got a machete cutting your way through to the
microphone. Look, this is all the wrong lighting for plants in here. Yeah. Fluorescent lighting, it's dark half the time, and they just keep growing.
Yeah, it's happy.
If you come back in and what was that Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah,
right.
Was the plant Seymour or was the guy Seymour?
No, the plant was Audrey.
Oh, okay. So yeah, Audrey's
feed me.
Brian comes in here, doesn't
get
come
attacked,
out
right. And of course, this orchid just keeps growing.
You know, I've been coming Plasticus in here for years, and it's absolutely incredible.
Most orchids die back, you know. They bloom certain times of the year. This blooms all year.
All year. Never stops. But.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes to go on this edition of Garden America. What other last-minute business?
I don't know. I take it a lot of the callers are probably out doing their holiday shopping.
No doubt. Avoid that.
Yeah.
The plague.
Oh, I don't go anywhere near.
No.
And especially yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You've got to be a masochist to do that. There was a gal that was Ken's secretary at Altman's that I knew her from working in the electronics industry. We were together, and she wound up working at Altman's before I did. And she lived
for
yesterday.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
She has it mapped out. She has her coupons
completely ready.
Completely.
And it was like, get the husband out of bed, get the kid out of bed. In the car by 6 o'clock, and off they go. And I thought, Kathy, you are out of your mind. But
that's funny.
You know, some people, it's the hunt.
Exactly. It is. And, you know, for those of you listening to, reminder that a little bit of a marketing term, but it is Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. So support your local independent garden center. Support your local businesses today. Get out there and kind of, you know, get that stuff that you're not going to find always elsewhere. You know, this is the time where you can find those unique gifts and get a little bit of a personal touch with it.
After you buy your new flat screen TV.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, I see those in trucks the last week or so. Another flat screen went by. Of course, they're so cheap now.
Yeah.
They're so cheap and inexpensive.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. So different from what we used to have.
Yeah.
You know? Jeez.
The technology is the simple technology now.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
I saw this funny video on the internet where a guy had said Best Buy said it couldn't be done. The internet said it was impossible. But what he did was he took his old tube TV, rewired it, reconfigured it, put in new connections, and was able to have streaming Netflix on it.
Oh, really?
Because it's impossible. Like, your old tube TV cannot connect to the internet. I mean, it's just not what it's set up for. And the connections are not there. You know, they use RCA connections and those things that they don't use anymore. And so,
I'm an antique tube collector.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was hilarious.
Do you remember at places like Thrifty's years ago, you would take your tube down there to test it?
Yep.
Really?
You would plug it in and test
your tube. Thrifty's?
Yeah. Thrifty's. It was like
any drugstore, yeah.
Today you can go to Walmart and take your blood pressure. It's kind of off to the side. And there would be a tube tester.
You'd pull all the tubes out of the back of your television. Go down there, plug them in, and you look up in the thing what settings to do, and it'd tell you if it was good or bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Pull it back up, plug it back
in
again.
Then you get a new one if it says it's bad or whatever.
Yeah. That's how you would know, exactly.
Yeah. And how did you know to do that? Like, was something off in your screen?
Something could have been off, or maybe you just want a maintenance. How long can I use this tube for?
Okay.
How long is the life of it?
Yeah, but TVs would let you know if something was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, like the red stopped showing up or something.
Well, I got one better for you.
Whatever, I don't know.
Here's what used to happen when you used to have a TV antenna.
Uh-huh.
Whenever a plane would fly by, it would get all snowy,
like this,
and then until it would fly by, then it would clear up again.
What?
Absolutely.
That's what he says, the red would go away. What about black and white?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Come on. Oh.
And back in the 60s, like they would say, you know, this new season on CBS, in color, it's Bewitched.
Yep.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you, everyone.
We rambled on, but hope you enjoyed it.
All you listening on Biz Talk Radio streaming, we do appreciate it. And, of course, right there on Facebook Live. John is back next weekend. Thank you, Bob Reed-Miller, for being here. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Those of you on Facebook Live, have yourself a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. We'll do it again next weekend here with Garden America and our friends on Biz Talk Radio and Facebook. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app, available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.